So let's meet our listener, Colin Sutherland, nicknamed Geordie, who lives near Newbury in Berkshire. Our reporter, Tim, met up with him at a care home just south of Reading.
Morning, folks. How are you? My name's Geordie, as you know.
Hello.
And I've come to show you some of the beautiful birds.
I'm about to meet Colin Sutherland at Woodbury House Care Home in Berkshire. To those who know him, he's called Geordie.
Her name is Doris. She's a Jersey falcon. She came last time. She'll come with me wherever I go. Will you stop now? Behave.
Colin has spent years rescuing and rehabilitating birds of prey. He also regularly takes them into care homes where residents who may be struggling with dementia can get up really close to these birds.
Just touch her tail.
Beautiful little creature.
I can't say it any other way than it is. It's simple. I'm just an ordinary bloke with some birds of prey. You're just an ordinary person. We're all equal.
What does that mean to you when you see those birds of prey?
I think being somewhat restricted now in what I can do, where I go, it's a sheer touch of magic. Freedom.
I'm going to show you a bird of exceptional quality. You okay, kid? Are you see? Watch. Come on, kid. And you see how I talk to them? Come on, chunky chops. Come on. It's a common kestrel.
Colin is taking several birds of prey, one at a time, into the care home. And the staff definitely love seeing them.
Oh, baby, look at you. Oh, can I take a
you
picture?
You can take a picture of her.
As, obviously, more importantly, do the residents.
Oh, you see, now what he did, get out of it. He wanted to sit on the telly, you see, anything with a ledge.
And, Katty, you've been showing us around the care home today. It's quite moving.
Yeah, it is. It's why I do my job. I mean, my job is to make people happy here, and there's nothing quite like seeing someone's face light up when they see particularly such a beautiful animal just come in. And it's such a small thing, just spending even 5 minutes with an owl, but it just makes such a big difference, and they talk about it for weeks, for months afterwards.
I'm getting in the car now, and I'm going to follow Colin half an hour down the M4 to Newbury to find out why he does what he does.
Do you want a cup of coffee?
A cup of tea possible?
A cup of tea if you want a cup of tea.
Lovely, thank you.
People see a bird of prey and they'll say you keep it in captivity, and they'll say, oh, well, you know, it's cruel to keep it in captivity. But they don't even bother to look at the ins and outs of why that bird's there. What's it doing? You saw my birds this morning in care homes, all free to do what they wanted. They didn't have to do that work. None of them were upset. They loved it.
You rescue, you care for, you look after these birds of prey. Why do you do it?
Well, why not? I mean, you know, somebody has to do it, surely. The biggest reason why I do it is because I like proving the doubt in Thomas is wrong. Because they say, oh, you can't take a bird of prey to a care home, you know. I've been doing it for 40 years, on and off. Not rocket science. Nobody wants to live with me because I've got no empathy. And there's a fundamental reason why kids with special needs, such as autism, relate to a bird of prey. Because the bird of prey and the owl does have no empathy.
Some of the people who we saw whose minds were clearly not what they once were, when they saw the birds, it really put a smile on their face. I found that quite moving. Is that not how you experience it?
It's just the way I tell it. I just tell them that.
But you're not moved by their joy.
I can't afford to be moved because I've got to go out there and I've got to go into a room and I'm taking them a bird of prey because I'm a bird of prey bloke.
Just walking around the back of Colin's house. Now, he lives at it's an end of terrace bungalow down a cul-de-sac in a sort of countryside rural village. And, yeah, this is not your average back garden. If I go up a couple of steps here, there's some gravel in the middle of it. And surrounding me now, there are one, two, three, four, five, about seven different boxes, aviaries. They're all different shapes and sizes. Some of them are about 6 foot tall. They're approximately square. And within them are the most majestic birds sitting on perches.
Yeah, shelf perches. That's a boa perch. That's a Harris hawk sits on a boa perch.
What's this one? Tell me the story.
This is a honey buzzard.
A honey buzzard?
A honey buzzard was shot out of a tree. I took the lead out of it, and you can tell she's a honey buzzard because she's unlike any other buzzard.
Your life is dedicated to helping these animals. Would you say you love what you do, or is it a calling?
No,
or?
I don't even love birds of prey. I work with them and do what I do because I like doing what I do. I struggle all the time. But then, as I say, it's what the stamp of a person you are that makes you who you are.
What have you sacrificed to do what you do?
Everything. My kids, my family. Imagine your kids wanting to go and shopping on a Saturday morning, and all their father does is say, "Oh well, I cannot really take your son because I've got to go out and rescue a bird of prey." I mean, you know, me and you think, "Well, we've run out of milk. Oh God Almighty, we've run out of milk." Well, running out of milk's not a problem, is it? Having cerebral palsy is a problem, and this is what I say to my kids, and they understand this: grow up and stop your whinging. There's worse kids, worse people off. Fine, I haven't been to your bleeding birthday party or your birthday, but that's not a problem, is it?
So, really remarkable character, Colin Sutherland. He has got a website if you want to know more about him and his birds of prey. It's called wingsoffreedom.org.uk. So wingsoffreedom.org.uk. And what, Tim, something odd happened when you arrived at the care home, didn't it?
I thought I should just mention this experience. I arrived at the care home. The second I got there, I met Colin in the car park. We went straight into the care home with a falcon, got in a lift because we were going up to the second or third floor. And I've never been stuck in a lift before, but the lift broke down. So for the first time in my life stuck in a lift, I was stuck in a lift with a falcon, and it was quite a terrifying and extraordinary time. But the only person who was super calm throughout was the falcon.
OK, thank you very much, Tim Johns, reporting with Colin Sutherland, who rescues birds of prey. Maybe you have met Colin, or you've got some thoughts on all that.